Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, popping in with Obama and the globalists effectively just getting rid of the borders entirely is William Gein for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Max Kaiser pops in for 30 minutes. I will open the phones up as well. Specifically, do you disagree with me on this Occupy Wall Street? I don't know how you could, but if you do, I'd like to hear from you. If you agree, and how do we reach out to these well-meaning people who really think communism and socialism is a good thing? My God, it killed a couple hundred million people last century. The total humiliation, a bunch of government party members living in palaces while everything we've worked for gets stolen from us. It's always big banks funding it. My God, they're trying it here. We've got to defeat these globalists. I mean, we've got to get them out of power and punish them because they're not going to stop. You think I want to go up and protest the Fed? You think I like it? You notice I don't go out in public a lot because I like just electronically working, getting the word out. You think I like going up against the Federal Reserve? But it's a dark, misty staircase. I've got to go up into the room with the Cyclops folks. I've got to go up. I've got to follow this path because every time I look at my children, and look at anybody else's children, I realize they've got to have people to defend them. They've got to have people that will do the research. They've got to have strong minds that aren't weak-minded. And as men, we've got to step up. But we are fighting pure, unmitigated, deceptive evil. You think the bankers are just going to come in and steal everything and then just sit there? No, they're going to come in and run the opposition and go, I know how to defeat the bankers. Raise taxes on the general public and pay it to us who are exempt. And then they publicly run it, and then I publicly can't get the little hippies to wake up. I can't get the Glenn Beck people or Rush Limbaugh people to wake up either. They just love being conned. Limbaugh just says all of Wall Street's perfect. Bailouts are wonderful. Same thing with Glenn Beck. No, that's wrong. That's communism for them. It's stealing. All you so-called conservatives that won't wake up, you're going to allow this to come down in America. They're going to kill a bunch of us, man. They're going to steal everything. You better get aware of that. These people, this is a red terror the globalists want in this country. They want to knock out America. They want death camps. They've been setting it up with Homeland Security. They want to bring in a hot terror, a red terror in this country. And then they'll knock the commies out after they're done killing, 50 million people and then put in some new fascist system. Commies are used to exterminate and relay the land. Then they bring in the corporate reform after with the public that's learned, how to behave. Paul Watson, finish up. I'm sorry I'm ranting here.
Well, I mean, you played the clip earlier, Alex, of Michael Moore, saying the Fed's irrelevant and all the Occupy Wall Street people cheering. Why are the ideologues of this movement people like Michael Moore? This is a multi-millionaire who poses as this working class hero, a big fat slug who tells everyone
he's
else.
He's worth hundreds of millions.
And now he's trying to control the narrative of this Occupy Wall Street movement by claiming it's about, quote, ending capitalism.
Look, the guy's CIA. You could take one look at him. He's Ford Foundation jacked up. He is a slug who knows full well what he's doing. The man is a traitor.
But, I mean, he seems to be enjoying capitalism quite a bit. He owns several million-dollar beach houses, charges $50,000 to give speeches, has hissy fits when he's not treated like royalty, and then puts on this fake public persona of being the down-to-earth man of the people. And they all cheer him for it, and I'm just not buying it. I'm tired of being a sucker. And, I mean, we called it with the Arab Spring. We said that the situation in Egypt was being manipulated. A year later, the people in Egypt have got virtually no freedoms. It led to the Libya situation where they were called protesters and it gave the green light to the NATO bombardment. We were proven right about that.
Stay there. I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes on the other side to finish. Recapping that we were right again. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. They turn rebels loose or protesters. They say this is the rightful government. And that's what our media is doing. They're saying this Occupy Wall Street, they're right, raise taxes. The people spoke it. America, you wanted higher taxes paid to foreign banks. And the hippies will all skip along. We won, we won. You people make me sick. Bunch of warmongers.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rob Jacobson on to pop in later. Some new Federal Reserve funded Occupy Wall Street demonstrations are going on in New York. Rob is from New York, from Brooklyn. So we have dispatched him out there. He's scheduled to be popping in soon with us. Also, we got a call from Sean Stone, of course, TV and documentary filmmaker, son of Oliver Stone. He's down there. We're going to be interviewing him. We have some big surprise guests that looks like will be popping in on the transmission tomorrow. If you just joined us, we're finishing up with Paul Joseph Watson right now. And Paul, recap the continuum of all this. You've got a guy worth $200 million, campaigns for Obama. Obama is the most pure Wall Street candidate we've ever seen. McCain was horrible, but the point is Obama was their man. His whole thing is run by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is absorbing most of Wall Street that isn't part of the insider club. The SEC shuts down all of their competition. They are above the law. They can launder all the drug money they want, the big six banks. Warren Buffett gets caught laundering $376 billion, Bloomberg reported, gets in no trouble. And then lectures us on every news program I turn on without even looking. And I watch very little TV. He must be on every day. Every time I'm in a hotel room, in a restaurant, listening to the news. It's him lecturing how the rich pay basically no taxes. And they advertise, GE pays no taxes. They run the President's Economic Council. Because they wrote the stinking rules, they're exempt. If some guy worth $5 million, you see it in the news, tries to go do one of those tax shelters, he gets arrested even though it's not illegal. Just like they have checkpoints all over the country looking for drugs, but the ATF allows the Sinaloa cartel to bring in, it was something like hundreds of tons over 5 years. It's to shut down their competition. And the spectacle that I've seen on the news, which the media is giving the attention to, they're giving almost no attention to people occupying Bank of America, pointing out they take houses where they don't have the mortgage on, or that it's all fraudulent. That's good. No, they ignore all the In the Fed protests going on for 4 years and that are currently going on in Denver. I found out they're going on in Denver. They're going on in Boston, but it's only on local news things or on local news sites or on YouTube. It's nowhere in the mainstream media. Now, again, why? 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 Because we're protesting the real power structure. And I'm going to get Aaron Dykes today to get a report out on Infowars.com, a proper press release. We need to get out to all the activists. I'm going to be in Dallas this Friday night, 6 o'clock. I'll do 2 hours of the show. I'll have Aaron sit in the third hour and do the nightly news that night. I'm going to get on the bus with Rob Dew and others. I'm going to drive up to Dallas. I'm going to give a speech at the Federal Reserve Building there where 2008, about 300, 400 people showed up. I want to get the local and the Fed to come out. Please, all of you. Then I'm driving down to Houston at the Federal Reserve Building in Houston. We'll post all the addresses and all that. That'll be high noon till 2 o'clock, noon to 2. I want to see everybody down there. And then I'm going to get in the bus and I'm going to drive down to San Antonio, 10 to 11:30 a.m. because we got to get back to for the Sunday show. At the Federal Reserve Building there. We're going to go directly to the private bankers that are so powerful they pose as the government, and the government's in debt to them through fraud. We're going directly to the crony monopoly men. They're not even crony capitalists. That term's not even proper. These are, it has nothing to do with capitalism. It's a mafia that's exempt and controls the issuance of currency and credit that now finances through George Soros and Warren Buffett groups running around calling to raise taxes, VAT sales taxes on everybody to pay, quote, off the debt to the bankers. We've got to get this out to the public. A lot of people are awake. Drudge Report yesterday. The biggest link you can have on the internet. We're going to show this later. We have a screenshot of it. The biggest link you can have on the internet is the big giant top banner, you know, all the way across the page. There it is. Protesters call for re-election of Obama. Drudge Report. That was last night until about 7 a.m. this morning. I asked my web guys. We got about a million extra visitors. Not hits. A million extra visitors off that. It's now moved down to the third story in the middle column. And that's a big deal because that article exposes the left-right paradigm, the whole deal, how it works. It's got updates on it. Occupy Wall Street tax proposal is backed by Wall Street itself. Make sure you add that as an update number two, Paul, to your article. Aren't you glad I called you Sunday morning and said, you got to get the article out. You got to send it to Drudge. I called Paul at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. And he got on it. He got it done. And that is the biggest thing in the internet you can get is the Mega Supreme Godzilla link. Thank you, Drudge, for being a true patriot and helping us fight the globalists and shattering the left-right paradigm, because Drudge knows we have no future if we don't do this. Paul, I'm going to go to Jacobson, who's on the ground in New York. You've got a few minutes. Recap what we're facing here.
Well, if you read that article that was on Drudge, it points out how currently the narrative is being steered by these big leftist foundations who are in bed with Wall Street. For example, I mean, there's a sign that somebody's carrying around there says, quote, a government is an entity which holds the monopolistic right to initiate force. Now, does that sound like a grassroots bottom up revolution or does it sound like top down tyranny? That's the kind of narrative that's now being created. And MoveOn.org, the big foundation that backs, finances Obama, the Wall Street puppet, has now announced its intention to completely steer and hijack these protests starting this week. So that's what your Fed End the Fed protest is all about. It's about taking back the narrative and steering it towards protesting the real financial terrorists, like, as you mentioned, with the banks, the mortgages, and, of course, the Federal Reserve. So that's what it's all about. It's not about people like Michael Moore and ending capitalism. That's a diversion. That's only going to enslave the middle class to a greater degree. And as my article documents, Buffett Bill Gates, all these top corporations that pay virtually no tax, all their wealth is offshore. They will not be subject to this so-called fair tax rule that these Occupy Wall Street activists are trying to get through. It applies 90% of the people who will have to go through it are not even millionaires. They're just middle-class business owners and people who are trying to make a living. That's who's going to get hit by this.
Paul, you live in England. Tell folks what percentage, with all the taxes added, you pay.
The VAT was 17.5% value-added tax. That goes on to almost every purchase. It went up to 20% a few years ago. So you pay 20% extra in petrol, everything basically aside from clothing, you pay it on food. And, of course, the income tax, which in Europe is some of the highest ever, the income tax at the moment in Britain is 50% for everything you earn over, I believe it's £60,000. So you're not going to get a sales tax and then they're going to remove the income tax. You're going to get both. That's exactly what happened in Europe. And then they're just going to keep increasing it after that.
And so I told folks for 15 years that was coming. And now I have to hear Bortz and others backpedaling as Herman Cain supports all three taxes. I tell you, there's no end to their evil.
And it's just about trying to get through to these leftists who's controlling their message, because MoveOn.org supports Obama, who is a creature of Wall Street. His entire cabinet is Wall Street. His 2012 campaign is Wall Street. So why are they backing his re-election? It makes no sense unless they've been completely subverted and deluded by these big foundations that are in bed with Wall Street and are part of the global elite. And it all goes back to Brzezinski, to Bloomberg saying they knew in advance that riots were coming and they had to control them because there was a global political awakening going on. If you want to look at a real, genuine revolution, look at Greece. You know, they've been in revolt for nearly 2 years. They know the enemy. They're stopping the IMF World Bank vultures from entering their public buildings. They're not talking about re-electing the very same people who were in league with the vultures, which is what...
No, they're talking about basically politically stringing up Papandreou. They're literally beating up and egging and dragging out bankers anywhere they're found, IMF World Bank vultures, not their corner bank. They're not going to a local resort owned by a Greek who employs 500 people and beating him up. They're going after the insiders.
So, yeah, it's just about having a little, being able to hold more than one thought in your head at one time and realizing that, you know, the so-called Arab Spring was manipulated from the beginning. The London riots, that was called the onset of a new revolution. We dismissed that at the time. We said it was basically a flash mob riot. Again, we were proven right with that. And with this, when it's being pushed by the very interests who are in bed with Wall Street, it's not anti-Wall Street. So these leftists really need to get that through their heads and join the activists who are already chanting end the Fed and protesting against the banks.
Well, Wall Street is an incredibly diverse tens of thousands of companies. It's six big mega banks. You talk to a regular trader, even at a prominent company that's not insider, they'll tell you the insiders are using regulators to shut them down. This general thing of capitalism and Wall Street and any company that has stocks and bonds is automatically bad. This is pure baloney. You know, many cities, public works and things are traded as bonds and things on Wall Street. You know, people's pension funds. This is baloney. This is the bankers, the inner group, using the crisis to take out the local regional banks and other companies. It's all about monopoly. And I've got some good news from Rob Jacobson, who's with us. He's saying it is a hoax. The main Occupy Wall Street people are in the fetters. They know what's going on, but the media is giving attention to the dumbed down commie type folks. We're going to come back and talk to Rob Jacobson, who's been there all down the streets talking to people. He's been there for the next few days reporting from down there. We've also got Luke Radowski set to pop in the next few days, doing a great job as well, reporting for Infowars.com. And we're going to be exposing the real Fed here. But I cannot stress enough, it's the Federal Reserve running this whole thing, the Agenda 21, the NAFTA, the GATT, the police state. It's all run by them. They run the country. They've hijacked it. They're the ones. They're the enemy. They're the New World Order. Listen to Ron Paul. They're the people. By the way, I've heard KRS-One. We got contacted, probably coming back on the show. He's doing a nationwide tour for Ron Paul. Esau, you know, is a great black icon rapper that Obama was fake before the election had even happened. He knows Ron Paul. Man, come on. The whole system's after Ron Paul. That's obvious. He's the man. The whole spectrum is after him. Paul Watson, great job. Keep hitting him hard. Rob Jacobson coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can tell that I'm wound up. And it's because the Federal Reserve is running this operation. And they announced last week, we knew 2 weeks before, that they're spying on the American people and those that criticize them. They're making a list of them. Well, good. Put my John Hancock up at the top. These people want to shut down our farms and ranches, everything. They want total control. They've set up NAFTA and GATT to shut us down. They write white papers about a post-industrial America. This isn't some boss hog good old boy over us. These are wicked people. And they cannot stand us identifying them. They've got the Republicans and Democrats bought. They don't have you and I bought. They don't have Ron Paul bought. What they've done is so outrageous, and it's outrageous that they're trying to take over the demonstrations. Now, he's down there, and this is what I saw 2 weeks ago. I knew they were there, the George Soros move on people, and I knew they'd originally called to the date, knowing that people that were against the banks were coming out. But Jacobson's down there so far today interviewing folks, and they are not communists calling for all this. So that means that the mainstream media is only interviewing the people they want, putting out that one message as if communism is the way you beat the bankers, when they're actually the author of it. Let's go ahead and get his take on that. Rob Jacobson, tell us what's happening there in Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm over here in Liberty Square, and we interviewed a bunch of people, and it's true. Not many people mentioned the communist solution or anything like that. A lot of people gave me mostly quizzical answers. They're here for to be part of the occupation, spiritual movement. We did ask somebody here who's giving out food where the food is coming from, and she mentioned that it's coming from, besides donations, also groups that have come together to donate to them. So we're going to get to the bottom of that and find out the names of those groups specifically to see who exactly is donating food to the occupation. But most of the people here seem to just be here to experience a protest scenario, a community scenario. I asked one gentleman who traveled a far distance about what his opinion on what the Federal Reserve's relationship with this protest is. He wasn't sure. And that's basically the sentiment that I'm getting from most of the protesters out here so far.
All right, now, I know there's more protests coming up today. You're going to be popping in over the next few days with us. Break down some of the places you're going to be going today.
Well, we'll be following the protests as they take off. Everybody's still assembling right now. We're going to see where they're going to go. I happen to know on Wednesday it's been reported that unions are organizing to come down here, so that should be pretty interesting. See what they have to say.
Well, we know they want to go thank Obama for shipping their jobs overseas, and they want to call for higher taxes to get rid of the middle class so nobody can afford to hire their janitorial services. I mean, that's basically the move. In fact, what do you think of the fact that they have announced, the White House has admitted, Move On has admitted, they, quote, are going to take over the movement. Well, they're the ones that called it, so I guess they let grassroots then show up, and then they come and claim that it's their movement.
I think it's just more or less par for the course. It seems to be the same game they always play. They wait for a grassroots movement to show up. They anticipate co-opting them, and then they do it. And I feel that that's what's going on here. There's a lot of legitimate people here who do want to see legitimate change, but they're not sure where to begin or where to look. And I feel that their intentions are going to be co-opted again. And I feel we're going to see a heavy presence of the co-opters on Wednesday.
Well, that's right. Right now, they're just selectively showing clips of the demonstrations that have taken place and showing different move-on groups leading demonstrations. The media is like, here's our wonderful little revolutionaries. Let's hear what they're calling for. You were the one that pointed out to me this morning that Al Gore had called for an Arab Spring a month ago. Boy, that's Mr. Anti-Establishment. And then also the film The 1% by Jamie Johnson with Bill Gates Sr. in it calling for total socialism. And here's the Wall Street Journal and New York Times endorsing it. I mean, the bankers love, like insurance companies, writing up socialist health care as a way to make more of us buy their product. I mean, they really know how to do it, don't they?
Exactly. They write the laws, they write the rules, and they write the loopholes and leave themselves out. And I believe that that was the message that was being given by Bill Gates Sr. in that movie. And I think it's the same thing reverberating over and over again in the headlines. What we see right now is, you know, they blame, hey, let's tax the rich in general, but what they fail to say is that they're going to leave themselves out and really tax people who legitimately are entrepreneurs and real capitalists, people who climb the ladder and successfully made products for themselves, names for themselves. Let's tax them and not tax the people who own these offshore banks, who write the rules.
That's right. These elite hereditary families who have been tax-free since 1906 are sitting here lecturing us when they're a bunch of eugenicists. We're going to check in more with you later. I want to say bye to you in the break. Then coming up, we're going to look at the immigration issue. Then Max Kaiser's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and...
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, Bloomberg and other major publications report that over $27 trillion, 16.6 of it was secret until lawsuits were filed and finally came out a few months ago, was paid to mainly foreign megabanks and domestic media. MSNBC got hundreds and hundreds of millions to sit up there and demonize anybody that cares about this country. That is government paid for, Federal Reserve paid for, private banker paid for, propaganda with your money. And they've got all these HBO films like 1% with the elitist rich kid going public. And, oh, let's tax the rich. They mean people making $100,000 a year. The global elite are exempt. They want austerity money. They get the new VAT and sales tax that are being pushed for by Bill O'Reilly on one side of the spectrum, and on the other, George Soros and Warren Buffett. So we're going to be breaking that down. Now, here's Roseanne Barr making the point that we should behead the bankers. Roseanne Barr, behead the bankers rich who won't give up their wealth. Well, if somebody made a widget and made $1 billion, great, or wrote a book, and you know, Mark Twain made hundreds and hundreds of millions in today's money. Some would argue billions. Should he be strung up? Somebody who invents a new piece of medical equipment? No. That's reasonable. That's good. That's what creates wealth. We know communism doesn't work unless you think working is total tyranny and death and enslavement. But this idea that all rich are bad, that's all being funded by Wall Street. And Drudge Report has top-linked our articles on that, breaking down the fact that White House is funding this mainline Occupy Wall Street group. At least the people getting the attention on the news are MoveOn.org, George Soros, White House people, the unions. And they now admitted that this morning, that, yeah, we've been involved from the beginning and we're totally running it now. Don't you people that attacked me over the weekend feel stupid again. I mean, all I'm doing is reporting the facts here. Just to say capitalism's bad, Wall Street's bad. That's a pretty big target, isn't it? No, we're talking about the private Federal Reserve that lobbies for open borders. We're going to be talking about that in a moment with William Gein, the head of Alipac, with an update on some of the treason going on. But first, I wanted to get to this Roseanne Barr clip. Here it is.
Ways. I first would allow the guilty bankers to pay, you know, the ability to pay back anything over $100 million personal wealth, because I believe in a maximum wage of $100 million. And if they're unable to live on that amount, then they should, you know, go to the re-education camps, and if that doesn't help, then be beheaded.
Now, we just recently saw the guillotine rolled out in a huge protest in Israel.
Well, there you go.
People in the streets.
You know, I remember when I had the Zeitgeist guy on, and I said, I don't want to go live in your plastic city and have a computer run everything. You know, who programs the computer? And he said, well, you'll be sent to a re-education center. And I recently called him up, so why don't you come back home, let's have a friendly discussion. Peter Joseph, that's his stage name, I guess. And he said, okay, I'm going to send you a list of things you got to admit were wrong. And I said, well, I want to be friendly. If something's wrong, tell me. He sent me stuff and said he didn't say that. I went back to the video, and there it was. And I was like, well, I didn't say that. And he's like, well, I'm not coming on then. Well, fine. So, this is Roseanne Barr, I think, was saying that to be flippant to get attention. You know, I don't think she really thinks we should send people to re-education camps. This is a woman that's made tens of millions of dollars. It's always rich people that want the guy making $125,000 a year to pay more money to foreign banks. Here's Michael Moore, then we're going to our guest. Here it is.
Michael, what do you think about ending the Federal Reserve banking system, the private banking system?
I think there's a larger issue to deal with.
And the Fed is a private bank.
And capitalism. That's the problem. Capitalism. Capitalism has to go.
Okay, folks, so I gave this time. I deliberated. I researched it for 2 weeks, and it's just what I saw day one, but I didn't want to come out and say it day one. Now the media says this is the revolution, and it's communism, run by a bunch of rich people, because that's where they got their money, was through government financing and government jobs and government bailouts. Oh, yeah, Hollywood's one of the biggest recipients of that. Now I take you to William Gein. Gein, with just a quick update, frequent guest of the show, Alipac.us. That's Americans for Legal Immigration. And I wanted to just go over the waterfront with him briefly here today because a lot's happening. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Obama just said, we're not going to basically deport illegals anymore. And when they do arrest illegals, it's been confirmed. Even Fox News has reported they actually give them green cards on the spot or hire them to build the fence. But I can't go to Mexico, though. If I'm an illegal, they'll put me in forced labor for 6 months to a year. But that's okay as America goes bankrupt. And he's also been putting out press releases on Ricky Perry, Ricky Bobby there, and a lot more. So with the latest is America's only real no-compromise group defending the sovereignty of this country. And it's good to have you on with us, sir.
Hey, glad to be with you, Alex. A quick question before we get into the main topic here. A lot of times when you do your show, do you find that, like, your private conversations with friends and family and stuff like that end up influencing what you end up presenting to the public sometimes or help your thoughts or ideas sort of progress a good bit?
Elaborate on that. I mean, explain exactly what you're asking.
Well, I just got back from a weekend with some very close friends and family members, and we carried on conversations about these topics, globalism, illegal immigration, and things like that. And I find that after spending time with certain people, my wording and how I want to word things and how I want to communicate things seems to develop a bit when I'm not on the air. Sometimes it develops on the air in the course of an interview, but I guess my point being is that I find that a lot of the content that I end up coming to the table with on a show like yours develops in private conversations. And
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's all happening in real, common sense, out-of-the-box discussions, not in this fake Alice in Wonderland thing that the mainstream media puts out. Yes, I see what you're saying.
Well, and I think so. Even folks that are not on the air like you and I are part of the national conversation or the development of these ideas that are going on out there. But that being said, it makes me wonder who North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue's been talking with in private. And maybe Roseanne Barr and some of these others that recently have started to let slip some real draconian ideas. It makes me wonder about some of their private conversation and who bends their ears behind the scene when they're not projecting.
Well, their public conversation is about martial law, re-education camps, suspending elections. I mean, this is a scary group. And Adam Kokesh had a video with Occupy Wall Street people there in D.C., who are, you know, liberal Obama supporters from major universities, and they said, we're going to use government to be authoritarian, to rob the rich, and then it's Wall Street, the same ones that want globalism, that are financing these people.
Well, what may be happening here, Alex, so based off my personal experience, is that while they're not being asked to project these messages, and they're not being asked to present this to the public, people around them and with them are having these conversations.
Yes.
They're just and when they're speaking off the cuff to them, a Kiwanis meeting or on a talk radio show and they didn't get enough sleep last night and their guard is down, it's manifesting because we're really hearing it from, and the only reason I would speculate on that is because we're hearing it from so many different directions.
No, I don't think you're speculating, and I'm a little dense. Now I get where you're going. Absolutely. This is what they talk about behind closed doors, William. Just a few months ago, I had a prominent, quote, civil rights activist down here to interview for a film. And we went out to dinner, and the guy had a few drinks, and he said, we're really communist, and we're going to kill everybody. And I just kind of said, okay, dinner's over, and I'm not even really going to use the interview. But when you get, I mean, this is it. They're planning to kill everybody. I mean, this is really a red terror.
Well, they sort of have to if they're going to at a certain point of it. And, you know, I think that, you know, people accuse some of us of being a bit exaggerated. We're not. A new term that I've just started to use regarding illegal immigration, I want to convey the meaning and the power of the situation we face is illegal immigration neutron bomb. It's a way that they can take this country and leave all the assets in place by merely removing the people that once lived here and replacing us with other people that are more malleable to their globalist plans. And, you know,
well, that's right. If somebody asks me why am I against these wide open borders and legal immigration, it's because I've seen the numbers, and I know you've studied them. Over 90% tend to end up voting absolute hardcore liberal Democrat, anti-gun socialism. And if you've seen how that's done for folks in Mexico, 40,000 dead in the last 3 years, worse than Vietnam per year, and the elite uses that system to control the people. And, I mean, that's it. And this is how the globalists want to destroy America.
And that's how everybody listening out there, that's your future. In your future, you won't have guns like we do now. People in Mexico, only the government and the thugs are allowed to have guns legally. Everybody else is powerless. And you will be controlled with bodies and corpses hung from overpasses with their genitalia exposed as a message to those of you that might even whisper any type of resistance on a social media website. This is how people live under autocratic regimes or totalitarian regimes, and it's exactly where we're headed, and it's where I believe very powerful global forces want to take us. And illegal immigration is key to it because they can't overthrow the United States without a large volume of millions of people that are willing to do horrible things to us. You talk about re-education camps and I guess you would call them a communism country. Was it pogroms? Is that the correct?
Yes, pogroms.
Yes, it's been a while since my poli-sci degree. Pogroms are conducted. You have to have people who are willing to conduct those pogroms. And since Americans, even though we're divided between liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats, while we're not willing to put our mothers in camps, others from outside the country that are street-hardened, that are being promised a promised land to be exalted from the abject, terrible poverty conditions of Brazil and Mexico will do quite horrendous things to us in exchange for being elevated in power above us. And that is the plan. And unfortunately, it's the plan that eventually is shared by both Barack Obama and globalists like Rick Perry.
Well, you're right. I'm digging around for an article about Cameron over in England, and it's got the headline, we will not let the British have a referendum on entering the EU, which then takes their sovereignty and jacks up their taxes, because I feel like we need to be part of it. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter if 80%+ are against it, they're going to do it. Doesn't matter if Congress has a 9% approval rating, they're going to do it. Doesn't matter if 99.9% didn't want the banker bailout, they're going to do it. And they're going to use the police state to clamp down on the American people. You know, I was driving through Texas over 70 miles from the border yesterday, never was in Mexico. Huge checkpoints they're building all over the country, some cases 100 miles deep. And they were pulling citizens, black, white, Hispanic, didn't matter, out of their cars, searching them. And they got to me in my RV. And I said, and I'm going to air this tonight on my TV show at 7. I said, you're not going to search me. And I said, I know the government's been caught bringing in the drugs. I know you let the illegals through. And they didn't. They kind of got in my face at first. And I said, look, it's unconstitutional what you're doing. You're not going to do it. They said, okay, go. But and the point is they were smiling, too. They know their order to let the illegals through. They know their order was select packages to let the drugs in. That's come out in federal court. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, it's time. I don't even know what else to say anymore, my friend. It's just making me sick.
Well, and we have to be careful about it. You know, I've said some comments on the another show. I won't mention the name of the show because I'm out of decorum here. But a Christian radio show, and I mentioned that the Obama administration was placing American citizens into a terrible predicament by passing an amnesty, not even passing, excuse me, that's the wrong word, by decree an amnesty via not even executive order. Executive order is too proper of a term to describe what he's done. Amnesty by memo is what he's done, okay? It's not passed by Congress. It's not an official executive order. It was not released to the media. It was done by memo and then leaked out, which is how this slimy, corrupt, criminal administration does its business, similar to the way George Bush did his business, except we never had the goods as much. He's putting the American public into a situation where they're like, okay, well, we've written Congress and we've faxed Congress and we've got involved in elections, and the election system is so far corrupted that it's either, you know, we can't compete against the billionaire-funded globalist candidates, and even if we do get some good candidates in, it doesn't matter what Congress passed anyway, because the presidents, which are more beholden to Saudi Arabia, China, and George Soros, are going to do whatever. And it's putting the American public into the situation that I oppose, a situation I have fought to prevent, a situation that if it should ever escalate to this point, my job as the MLK and Gandhi politics of illegal immigration and immigration enforcement is over and failed. But Americans are being forced to choose between submission, just deal with it, accept it, ignore it, go on about your business. It's been done. You know, quiet now, bow your head, down on your knee. We'll get to you later. If you open your mouth, we'll get to you now. Submission versus extra political, violent, and illegal things that I can't even talk about because I don't, you know, I have no part in them, but it's where Americans are being forced into that predicament. And that's why we're trying to communicate to Congress. Congress, you must act. Not only has the president ordered an illegal amnesty for illegal immigrants, but he's pretty much been caught red-handed using our tax money while the banks, you know, you're talking about the banks and the looting of the United States of America. While the United States is being looted by those that have control over our government, at the same time, Obama, their guy, their boy, has been using our tax money to buy thousands of assault weapons and now possibly grenades and putting them into the hands of the invading force of methamphetamine, cocaine, and illegal immigrant importing smugglers. He has put those guns in their hands and actually arming an insurgent force that is now around us in every county in America that could hit us one night and knock us back to the Stone Age. And they wouldn't have to hit the Hispanic neighborhoods. They wouldn't have to hit most of the urban black areas. All they got to do is one night hit mom and pop countryside and become middle America's middle class, and there'd be so much smoke on the horizon by the morning that this nation would be done.
Well, we've already, what, going back 5-6 years ago, the illegals all over Arizona have burned 15, 16 houses in a night. The American flag can't even be flown in San Francisco. The illegals don't even let people wear that to school. And they say you don't bring those colors here, and the school agrees. You wear an American flag, you're out of school. I mean, it's a globalist domination plan. Americans have been taught to not be patriotic, to not care about their country. What they had, you know, the big Mexican football game there in Los Angeles a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they booed the American team even when they lost. And during the you know, medals being handed out, you know, the cup being handed out. And they interviewed people after the game, and about 85% of those that were there were for the Mexican team, most of them Americans. And they said, well, I live in America, and I'm an American citizen, but I like Mexico. And, you know, my whole thing is Mexico is a narco-terrorist state run by big globalist banks. I mean, what is there to love? Sure, there's some neat culture, food, pretty beaches, all that. I mean, that, I guess you could say, is the culture. But they buy into this gangster culture that's so horrible. And then we're supposed to just go under it here. And it's just terrible. I mean, there's probably no country on earth now as dangerous or as horrible as Mexico's become.
Well, I've looked at this very closely, and some of them do buy in, as you describe, Alex, but a lot of these kids, which I used to be one of, okay, they are being mind molested. Mind molested at the earliest age. If you have kids out there, people will know what I'm talking about. If you watch the Disney Channel, Dora the Explorer, and Go Diego Go, and Jake and the Pirates of Neverland, this whole agenda cannot wait to get its hands on the children's minds.
You got it. Stay there.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
497-8345. Okay, folks, we're talking to the head of Alipac, William Gein. And we're going to have to definitely have him back up in the near future to talk about everything that's happening. But government shipping, in just one shipment alone, 2,000 guns to Mexico, allowing Sinaloa to then ship cocaine in. That's all in federal court. The feds have come in and admitted, yes, it's true. The head of the Sinaloa cartel in the U.S. works for us. I mean, this is a totally criminal government. And they're going for broke. That's why they're so dangerous. They're going for broke right now. And they've come in and said, well, we're just going to now not deport people. That's already been happening for a long time, but now they're just announcing it. Where does it go from here? I mean, this is complete lawlessness. For me, I see it almost as a good sign because we're forcing the crooks out in the open, William.
They are coming out in the open, but I also think they're keeping the debt raised and the unemployment benefits and the welfare benefits, all that flowing for as long as possible until every last job that can possibly be removed from America has been displaced before they turn the lights out. They want to complete this plan to just strip us to where we couldn't stand and even, you know, we couldn't march against them because we couldn't even have shoes on our feet if they didn't want us to. You know,
by the way, they admit that's their plan. Totally destroy America, post-industrial, collapse everything, have a staged communist revolution, wipe out the middle class, promising the welfare hordes goodies if they take part in it. That is the plan. The globalists have decided on a red terror option in America.
Well, I've tried to explain to people, this is a form of warfare that is being practiced against the United States and the current people of the United States of America. And I tell them, look, if you don't believe me, you don't understand it, just plant the seed in your mind and then let things proceed. And, you know, I'm open-minded if my theory were to be incorrect, but when I look and I see most of the movies in the theaters are remakes of movies that were and books that were once great books, that fits my theory because you can't outsource movie making to China and Mexico and then make us sell it back to us. You can't take good rock and roll and make it in Mexico and China and sell it back to us, thus creating a suction sucker to suck more of the life force out and wealth out of Americans and America. Across the board, if they can't move it out of the country, they're just closing it down. They can't put illegal immigrants in NASA and still reach other planets, so they close it down. My theory is strong, and it is correct.
No, sir. That's the stated globalist eugenics post-industrial model. And I appreciate you joining us, William. We look forward to learning more invaluable news alerts and information at the website. And we do appreciate you spending time with us today.
Thanks, Alex. Please send folks by alipac.us. That's alipac.us. We'll be calling Congress on these issues, and we'll be protesting globalist Rick Perry at new events next week.
In fact, I want to get you back up in the near future. We've run out of time to get into Rick Perry. We'll talk to you in the next 2 weeks if you can do it, William. Take care.
Anytime. Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to break. I know we've got loaded phone lines here. The number is 800-259-9031. I wanted to spend like 10 minutes on this today because, A, it's really super high quality, and, B, the little profit we make off this will make the broadcast and all the work we're doing fighting the globalists possible. We're not like the bankers who come take your tax money and then use it against you. I've done a lot of research for years on gravity filters, and just because of issues and things, I haven't promoted them in a long time, you've noticed. But we've done the research, and we're now promoting the next generation in super high-quality stainless steel gravity-fed water filtration systems, and it's all available at Infowars.com, the Pro-Pure system, and we've got it all, and it takes it all out. Check it out today. Incredible new gravity-fed filters available at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore shopping cart. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.